Hundreds of mourners have paid their respects at a mass funeral in East London in the Eastern Cape province. 21 young people died under mysterious circumstances at a bar during a party after school exams. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa was among the dignitaries in attendance.
There is blame, and blame must be laid at the feet of those who are making money off the dreams and the lives of young people of South Africa by breaking the law and selling alcohol to underage children.
No one has been arrested, but the Liquor Board has laid criminal charges against the owner of the bar for selling alcohol to underage customers. He's denied any wrongdoing. While investigations continue, there's speculation that carbon monoxide poisoning may be the cause of death. More than a dozen people who were at the venue that night were treated for vomiting, back pain and headaches. Police have yet to release an official report, leaving grieving families with more questions than answers. Famida Mulo, Johannesburg, South Africa.
David Monier is a political commentator and associate professor of political science at the University of Johannesburg. He says what happened highlights the country's broken society.
I think it has to do with a society that is went through an apartheid era, and you have certain norms and values that parents do not have control. Young families, as others are just children led families, and others just misbehavior of young children who are getting into alcohol. And this happens mainly in societies, in sections where unemployment is high. And unfortunately, in this case, the results was just 21 young lives perish in this manner. It's a sad day in South Africa today as they bury these 21 children. But I think after handling this sad incident, there's a need to look into at national level, beefing up laws, which the president is promising, as well as to have major campaigns to ensure that we as parents do indeed parent our kids in a right way.